joined on the line this morning by the regional press secretary for the Presidential Inauguration Committee. We have Madison Jezziotto joining us. Good morning, Madison. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate that. We had the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, and there was a lot of mounted police there during the time just for security purposes, but they get to take part in the inauguration parade. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be, what you know about that.
Yeah, so we're super excited to have the Cleveland Mounted Police Unit. As you may know, they're one of the oldest mounted units in the United States. They took a huge budget hit back, I think, in 2004. They were dismantled. Since then, they've been reinstated. And, you know, they just have so much history. Like I said, they're one of the oldest. They're an incredible group. And we're so blessed to have them coming down here to join us in these inaugural festivities.
Madison, what's the process for this? Do they contact you? Do you contact them? How does that work?
You know, it really depends. It's a combination of both, but typically people apply, and then the Presidential Inaugural Committee goes through all of the applications and selects specific groups from all over the country, varying groups, not just mounted police, of course, to participate in the parade. And so they're going to be participating in the parade with us.
How long is the parade, time-wise?
You know, the parade's actually going to be shorter than in past inaugurations. We don't have a specific time, but our president-elect and vice-president-elect were elected because they want to make our country great again, and they want to get right back to work for the American people. So instead of having a really long parade and up to, you know, 13, 14 inaugural balls like some president-elects have had, our president-elect is only going to have two inaugural balls plus one ball for specifically for our veterans, our armed service members, and our first responders, which is all of which are very important to him. And then we're going to have the shorter parade. So we're excited for the amazing groups that we did select, including the Cleveland Mounted Police, to be in this parade.
Well, what are some of the other parts of the contingents for the parade, if you could share some of that with us today?
Yeah, sure. So we have different marching bands from different high schools coming. We have every branch of armed service going to be in the parade, which we're super excited about. And I think over 15,000 members included in these. And these are people from all over the country, people from Ohio, people from all different states. So we're excited as we get closer to share more about, you know, who these people are that will be marching with the different groups of armed service. And then on top of that, that's not, of course, the only event that we have. On Thursday, the day before the inauguration, we're going to have a wreath-laying ceremony. This is the first wreath-laying ceremony ever done at Arlington National Cemetery as a part of inaugural festivities. So President-elect Trump is very excited about that. We'll follow that up with the welcome concert. And then, of course, on Friday morning, we will have the swearing-in, followed by the parade. We'll have the two balls in the evening, and then we'll wrap up on Saturday with the National Prayer Service, which is an interfaith service held at Washington National Cathedral.
Madison, when groups come in from around the country, like the Cleveland Mounted Police, do they have to coordinate their own, cover their own expenses, transportation, lodging, things of that nature? Do you help out with that? How does that work?
You know, from what I understand, typically the groups will cover their own travel for parade festivities. However, I know a lot of groups have done GoFundMe pages, which is really a great way for people in the communities to be able to support these amazing groups that are coming down to D.C. for the inauguration.
And, of course, we're not too far away, so there's obviously a lot of on-site planning taking place as we speak, right?
Absolutely. We are still in construction and getting everything ready for next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But what's really wonderful is we're under budget, we're ahead of schedule, and so we're super excited about that. And, I mean, it's just going to be amazing. We're going to have so many people coming in from all over the world, and our number one priority is their safety and, of course, that they have a great time here throughout all of the 3 days of festivities.
Right. And for anything that takes place outdoors, we hope for some good weather in Washington, D.C.
Oh, absolutely.
Friday.
We're hoping for no snow and a little bit of sun.
That's right. Well, that's what makes it good for everybody to be there, not only the folks who are participating, but those that come to watch this historic event. Again, the presidential inauguration, that's next Friday. Our guest this morning, the regional press secretary, Madison Jezziotto, thank you for joining us and sharing some of the details.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.